This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia, 7:31 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. 43 people have died of COVID-19 in New Jersey prisons, giving the state the nation's highest death rate from the virus behind bars. Now family members and activists are demanding the state send more prisoners home. WHYY's Nick Pugliese joined them for a protest in Trenton.
Hear the dearest of times.
Rain came down as Tyrone Mitchell launched into a hymn. Moments earlier, his godmother, Trina Parks, had blamed the administration of Governor Phil Murphy for her brother's death.
Every day.
That man, Daryl Parks, was serving a life sentence for murder, but he was 62 and had diabetes and other conditions.
They didn't send him to the infirmary. They didn't take their most vulnerable and put them out of harm's way. They left them in general population, and that's where he stayed the whole time until they took him out and took him to the hospital.
The protest took the form of a funeral procession, with cars following a hearse around the Trenton War Memorial while Murphy was inside delivering his daily coronavirus briefing. Back in April, Murphy set up a process to send some at-risk prisoners home during the pandemic. But of the roughly 3,000 people eligible, only 337 had been released as of last week. Murphy defended his administration's handling of the process.
It allowed for the eligibility of a certain number of people to be released, subject to a comprehensive review, including, among other things, where were they going when they got out? Did they have housing? Did they have sustenance in their life? And we take that very seriously.
But activists say the state should release many more people, and advocates have taken the state to court to try to force its hand. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.